South Australia's scandal-prone Child Protection Agency has apologised for ignoring calls to the Child Abuse Report Line. The agency had already admitted that over the last 4 years, tens of thousands of reports to the helpline were abandoned. In Adelaide, Tom Fedorovich reports.
You have called the Child Abuse Report Line. If your call is about an immediate life-threatening situation, please hang up now and dial 000.
This is what you will hear if you call Families SA to report a case of child abuse.
If you work for the South Australian Police, please press 1. If you work in the health and disability services industry, please press 2.
Tens of thousands of phone calls are made to this line every year, but callers may be left on hold for significant amounts of time. Jan McMahon is from the Public Service Association, the union that represents workers at the Families SA call centre.
It is very difficult to cope in the call centre for child protection workers. I mean, their workload is just through the roof.
She's concerned about an apparent decision at the agency to delay answering the phones.
It really was a very silly decision by the department to instruct child protection workers not to answer the phone. It does put children at risk.
Families SA has acknowledged that over the past fortnight, workers were told to give priority to answering emails, leading to long wait times on the phone.
It is very important for us still to capture the information in the electronic notifications because they can be as important as a phone telephone notification. There was a focus to try and deal with some of the backlog on electronic notifications during that period.
Etienne Skippers oversees the Child Protection Agency for the South Australian Education Department.
Not our intention to keep people waiting, and we apologise if they have to wait for a period that is too long.
Mr Skippers says he couldn't speculate on the nature of the calls that were left waiting. In September, Families SA revealed 85,000 phone calls were abandoned to the hotline in the 4 financial years to June. An online reporting system was supposed to ease the pressure, but Jan McMahon says workers are still struggling.
What we see is many times they have to do administrative work. For example, on a night shift, they have to respond to emergency situations that involve children. That might mean they have to remove them from a home. Then they have to find a place where they can be put. And often they end up babysitting or caring for these children because there is no support to assist them.
She's called for more staff and resources in the call centre, which has been echoed by Rachel Sanderson from South Australia's Liberal opposition.
Basically, they're just shifting the problem. So they've told their staff to focus on the eCall reports and then put people on hold for an hour. So it doesn't solve anything. It just moves the problem around. And the government needs to employ the right amount of people to get on top of their workload and do it properly.
Etienne Skippers says the agency has added about 10 workers to the call centre in recent months and is planning to bring in staff with fewer qualifications to ease the burden on social workers.
We are proposing to have a fully evaluated pilot of non-social workers taking calls. That will increase the number of resources within the call centre. It will then allow our valuable social work resources to focus on assessment and not information taking.
He says some calls can also be made to other welfare agencies rather than the Child Abuse Report Line, and in serious cases should be made directly to police.
Tom Fedorovich reporting from Adelaide.